With SRN News, Kermit Thomason. It's Wednesday. That means a day off for the Trump trial in New York City. At the close of business yesterday, Mr. Trump again blasted the gag order imposed on him by the judge. The former president says it's blatantly unconstitutional. He also insists that he committed no crime, adding that many legal analysts agree.
Will Sharpe, highly respected lawyer, hush money, it's not a crime. Signing an NDA is not a crime. By the way, Congress, everybody in Congress have NDAs. NDAs are very common, non-disclosure agreements. They're not a crime.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, among high-profile Republicans standing up for Mr. Trump. The speaker joined the former president yesterday outside the courtroom. In Maryland, it's Hogan. In West Virginia, it's Justice. West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice, winning the GOP U.S. Senate primary. He'll face Democrat Glenn Elliott in the general. Former Maryland GOP Governor Larry Hogan will go up against Democrat Angela Alsobrooks in the U.S. Senate contest in Maryland. Alsobrooks won the Democrat primary despite being heavily outspent by Congressman David Trone. President Biden and former President Trump cruised to primary victories in both those states. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House rushing to defend Vice President Harris for her use of some salty language.
During a public appearance this week, the vice president used profanity while offering advice to young Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders about how to break through barriers. Asked about the appropriateness of the language, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre described the vice president as passionate. Profanity in politics is nothing new, though. For example, Donald Trump's rallies often feature coarse language. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Stock futures mixed this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures trading 20 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 5 points. This is SRN News. The Chicago public school system is being sued.
Several former students say they were forced to engage in meditation and Hindu rituals during class and were ordered not to tell their parents about it. The plaintiffs say they were taken individually into a small room where they were instructed to set an offering on a Hindu altar and were given the name of a Hindu deity to repeat. The rituals were apparently part of an in-school meditation program designed to reduce violence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote will not take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place, for now, a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. It also allows the attorney general more time to decide whether to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. SRN News. A proposed water rights settlement for several Native American tribes in Arizona.
The settlement has taken a significant step forward with introduction in the Navajo Nation Council. It's the first of many approvals needed to finalize a deal that's been decades in the making. The Navajo, San Juan, Southern Paiute, and Hopi tribes are seeking water from a mix of sources, including the Colorado River. The price tag would top $5 billion, making it the costliest agreement enacted by Congress if it's approved with no changes. The settlement also provides some certainty over the Colorado River supply in a state that has been forced to cut back on water use. John Scott report.
Natural gas producer CNX Resources planning to build a $1.5 billion facility at the Pittsburgh airport to make hydrogen-based fuels. But it says it will only build it if the administration allows coal mine methane to qualify for hydrogen production tax credits. More details at SRNNews.com.